ThoughtPrint Press presents The George Hill Hodell Murders, The Early Years, Part 1, 1920s, by Steve Hodell. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. Introduction. In writing George Hill Hodell, The Early Years, my original intent was to present all of my father's suspected crimes from the 1920s and 1930s in one edition. I have found this simply is not possible, as it would require a book that would dwarf Dostoevsky's nearly 700-page opus, Crime and Punishment. Therefore, I will collate The Early Years in two parts, two editions. This edition is part one, and presents my investigations of his suspected crimes in the 1920s. Note that I said suspected crimes. I want to be crystal clear on this point. My two-part early years investigations are just that, a searching out for the truth. Investigation, dictionary.com. Investigation is the noun form of the verb investigate, which derives from the Latin verb investigare, meaning to follow a trail or to search out. The vestig part of the word investigare can be traced back to the Latin word vestigium, meaning footprint. This is also the basis of the English word vestige, meaning a trace or visible evidence of something. In the presentation of these crimes from the long ago, the first one goes back 100 years, I make no claim to a solution. I do not and am not saying that my father, George Hill Hodell, committed any of these crimes beyond a reasonable doubt, which would be the legal requirement to find him guilty. Several of these crimes, without the introduction of hard physical evidence or DNA, are not solvable. Others have been claimed solved by law enforcement and are considered case closed. In several of them, it is my position that, one, the wrong man was convicted, or two, the suspect committed the crime but had an unidentified accomplice or accomplices, or three, the suspect has never been identified and the case remains an ice-cold whodunit that was filed and forgotten long ago. I can hear the hardcore skeptics' voices now, their minds made up even before the books are published. Jesus, now Hodell is saying his dad killed blank and blank, every famous unsolved murder in California and beyond. Where is he going next? The grassy knoll in Dallas? To be clear, these crimes from the 20s and 30s did not present themselves to me post-Black Dahlia Avenger, published in 2003. I was aware of them and his possible involvement in them as early as the year 2000, a full 3 years before I presented my father to the world as the killer of Elizabeth Black Dahlia Short and the other L.A. lone woman murders. Back then, I thought these two books would be my second and final book presenting these crimes as suspected early years offenses committed in his youth. I had no idea that by following the evidence, I would be led to George Hodell's crimes as Chicago's lipstick killer and Manila's jigsaw murder, and then to his pre-retirement serial crimes in the San Francisco Bay Area as Zodiac. So, here we are, some 20 years and 6 books and 25 murder victims later. What I thought would be book 2 has now become book 7, followed by book 8. For those who are coming across my investigations for the first time, I would strongly urge you to read the pre-early years books in the below recommended order. Black Dahlia Avenger, Most Evil, Black Dahlia Avenger 2, Most Evil 2, Black Dahlia Avenger 3, In the Mesquite. In truth, it is one ongoing investigation, very much like an actual homicide progress report, which chronologically updates new findings and linkage as the new evidence is uncovered. This is where The Early Years, Part 1, begins.